to just learn more about your word, Father God. And I count it a blessing to stand up here before you to teach your truth, Father God. I ask that you just use me as a mouthpiece, Father God. All this is of you, none of this is of me, Lord. And I thank you so much that you are the King, the great and loving God that you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So, I'm here today to do a book review on this book, Not Guilty. It's a very small book. It's actually a summary of a much bigger book that I didn't know existed until 2 days ago. Thanks, Chris. But this was a great book. I have nothing, I've never studied justification before. I've obviously gone into, dabbled in it here and there into different things, but this was a great starting book. If you've never looked into justification, this covers so many topics, and it's just a great starter to look into other things, because going through this, it kind of gave highlights on all these different points, gave highlights on like justification through the Old Testament, justification through the New Testament. It gave a look through a couple of the heresies, what the old church fathers thought. And like I said, it was a very small book because the more detailed one I didn't know about. So I started looking elsewhere, and I found a lot of amazing stuff out there. But it is a great book. The only thing I could say about it is it's not very detailed. But other than that, it's great. So I'll try and compress a bit, grab a bit of things that I've learned from the book, a few things I've learned from outside, and I'll try and share that with you. One of the main things I want to focus on is justification gave me a new perspective on enjoying God. I've got a couple of quotes that I just want to go through. Steve, do you want to read the first one?
We also have been called through His, that's God's, will in Christ Jesus, are not justified through ourselves, neither through our own wisdom or understanding or piety or works which we have done in holiness of heart, but through faith.
Chris, do you want to go to the second one?
Through faith without the works of the law, the dying thief was justified.
Dan, you read that one?
Grace is given to you, not wages paid to you. It is called grace because it is given gratuitously. By no precedent, previous merits did not buy what you have received. The sinner therefore received this grace first, that his sins should be forgiven him. Good works follow after a justified person. They do not go before in order that he may be justified. Good works following after justification show what a man has received.
George. Do you want to read the last one?
Which one?
Oh, you.
Okay. By free choice in this place, we mean the power of the human will, by which a man can apply himself to the things which lead to eternal salvation or turn away from them.
Some might be good, some might be bad. I just put them out there because I just want you to start thinking about justification. This is a Bible study, so I want to ask you a couple of questions. And my first question to you is, well, you guys all would have your own view on justification. So my first question to you is, what is justification not? Any ideas? What is justification not?
Not of works.
Not of works? That's good. Anyone else? Not condemnation.
Trying to rid people by works.
Yeah, very good.
Trying to rid God's people
of works.
Nothing we do.
Nothing we do. Very good.
Not something we feel either.
Not something we feel?
Or experience.
Yeah. What about good intentions? Nothing, right? What about if you're as smart as Chris and you know the Bible so well? No? Nah, it's good. My second question. So these questions are just to get you thinking, so feel free to answer however you feel. This one is, did Christ die for all men to satisfy God's wrath that all men have to do is just believe? Yes. Then answer me this. Is belief works? No? Why?
It's an anti-work.
It's an anti-work? Hey, I'm just asking questions here. Feel free to talk. I'm just asking questions. I don't know the answer. There's a reason why I'm asking you the questions. I'm trying to learn here.
The opposite of working, it's relying on someone else's work.
Good. Okay. Last question. Yes.
If you want to do work, believe.
If you want to do work, believe. Okay. That's good. All right. My last question I want to ask is, at what point does the Holy Spirit start working? Sorry? After baptism? Regeneration? Yeah? Guys, I'm just here asking questions. Feel free to answer however you feel necessary. Before salvation. Okay.
What's the work that you're telling us that the Holy Spirit took?
I'm not saying nothing, man. You guys have been talking. I haven't claimed anything yet. All right. I just wanted to get you thinking about a couple of things and just get your mind thinking about where you stand in justification. Because I'm going to tell you a little bit about what justification is. Okay. Growing up, I went to a church since I was a kid, and in Sunday school, the first thing we learned about justification was this. It was, justification is just as if you've never sinned. But when I started looking into justification, as I started reading through the book, looking through other things, I came to the realization that justification is much more than that. And then this book's by James Buchanan. James Buchanan, he throws that quote into it. He goes, growing up, you think justification is just as if I've never sinned. And then he goes, but a better way to frame it, he goes, just as if I've kept God's law perfectly. So you'd understand that it's much more than just the taking away of sin. It's Christ cloaking you in righteousness. It's God seeing his perfect son or his perfect daughter through Christ. The Reformers taught it like this. Justification is the complete pardon of all sin by God's gracious decision, so that the sinner is immediately considered righteous. So if I could kind of give you a couple of points to understand justification a bit more, I'd start with this. Justification is an alien act. Justification is something that happens outside of us. So like we said before, it is not of works. And that's so correct. It is not how much you know about the Bible. It is not how much you read. It is not how much you pray. Justification is something that happens outside of us. It is an alien act that has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with God. The second little point I got for you is, we are justified by faith. And yes, the faith that we are given, and even the faith that we are given is given to us. It's not something that we do. It is something given to us by God. I asked you the question, is belief work? Well, it's a hard question. But yeah, it would be classified as work. And we can do that work because God granted us the faith to do that work. It is God working in us in every step of this journey. God works with us. I've got a lot more to talk about for this. Christ imputing his righteousness on sinners. The last thing is Christ literally covering us from sin. Christ, what he did on the cross, dying, living that perfect life and dying on the cross so that we can have a new relationship with God, that we can be at peace with God. All these three things are not of us. Everything to do with justification has nothing to do with us. It is all of God. Lost my notes. No, we're good. What does Christ's imputed righteousness, what does justification look like for us? So we saw that it's all of him. He's done this great work for us. And what does it look like for us in today's day? Well, in Romans 5, this was a passage I often turn to. Romans 5, it talks about, in Romans 5 verse 1, it says we are justified, and then we are justified through Christ Jesus, and through that we receive the peace of God. That's what it talks about in verse 1. But then it goes on to, and it keeps talking about how God, how we will struggle, but we will enjoy it because God will be with us. It says God will pour his love into us through the Holy Spirit that is given to us. So the more and more I looked into justification, the more and more I saw that God is continuously working in our lives. God continuously works in us even through justification and long after. When you see that it's all of God, all his promises in your life, we can just enjoy life and live at ease that it's all of him and not of us. It's not of our works. We don't have to work constantly to earn his approval because it wasn't us in the first place. Yeah, we don't forbid the law. We love the law. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we are slaves to righteousness. And that is all the work of God. And it all starts at justification. We get to enjoy fellowship with each other. We get to enjoy the communion. We get to enjoy being in the presence of God because he counts us holy as his son was holy. I'm going to tell you a little story about Martin Luther. I'm sure you guys have heard of him before. But Martin Luther grew up in a Catholic church. His parents were God-fearing parents. And as he grew older, he was a very studious man. He studied, he became a philosopher, he started studying law, and then he turned and he went and started working in the church. As he was working in the church, he started studying, he was very studious, so he started studying more and more, he started even teaching some of the books of the Bible. And as he was studying, he started realizing that he constantly fell short of the righteousness which God demanded, which is what we do constantly. He fell short of the righteousness that God demanded. So he tried to do everything in his power, everything that the church taught to reach this righteousness, to reach justification. So he would practice all the sacraments. He would constantly, for hours on end, be in a confession box, calling out, confessing his sins, because he didn't understand that justification was not of anything he could do. He thought it was everything of what it was not anything that he could do. He didn't understand that it was everything of what God could do. When he came to the realization that it was of God, he said these words. He goes, "I was born again of the Holy Ghost, and the doors of paradise swung open, and I walked through." He came to the realization that it was of God, and he could enjoy God through it. He no longer had to keep working and working towards his righteousness, which he was never going to achieve. And you can see the difference of before and after his life. Before, he was always constantly working in his own life to try and be better. When after, he started to realize that he was saved by grace and he could go out there, he could preach the gospel. He literally changed the church as we know it today. God used him to do so many things. God used him to open orphanages, but he used him to bring the real meaning of justification back to the church, which is an amazing thing. That's just kind of a picture of what it's like. When you understand justification, you understand that it is of God, and that we no longer have to work towards achieving righteousness. It's God that grants it for us. It's God that opens our eyes to believe and see how great He is. It's God who opens our eyes to repent and believe on Him. Last thing I want to talk about is, what is Christ's role in justification? I want to read you a quote from the book that I found very nice. God's laws are an expression of His own moral nature. He is holy, just, and good. Therefore, His laws are holy, just, and good. His law can never command anything less than holiness, justice, and goodness. God's law cannot be cancelled or modified unless His nature can also be altered. It follows from this that God cannot be merciful to any guilty person unless in some way atonement has been made for that person's sin. God's holiness, justice, and goodness must be satisfied before anyone can be justified. One time, a couple of years back, I went to a courtroom, and I was going to the courtroom, I was expecting it to be like an O.J. Simpson trial. There was going to be all this arguing in there, there was going to be, you know, the back and forward, this pulling out all these points, someone's going to stand up and scream, "I object." But the day I went there, it was a sentencing day. It was a different time. There is the time for the argument, there is a time for all that. But at this time, it was the sentencing day. And you walk into the judge starts calling, there's heaps of people there, and the judge starts calling him in one by one. They come in, and they stand before the judge. And the judge stands there with his paper, and he's got all those persons' convictions there on paper. It's come down to it, he's ready to give his verdict. Before he gives his verdict, he looks at his piece of paper and he starts naming every single thing that person has done wrong. He starts naming them. They did this. This person's a liar. This person's a thief. And this is kind of what it's like for us. One day we will stand before God and He will know every single thing. The time for argument is gone. The time for bringing new evidence is gone. Everything that you had is gone. But He'll look at this paper, and instead of seeing this man is a liar, this man is a thief. If you are justified by Christ, He will pull up His paper and He'll see something completely different. He'll see this man always told the truth. This man never stole. This man loved God. This man was perfect. And it's nothing of us. The way I pictured it was, you're sitting there and God's standing there ready to give His verdict, but then Christ comes and He cloaks you, He hugs you, and He goes, "My holiness is this man's holiness now." Christ, God's plan from before the world was to send His Son, send God to earth to live a perfect life, to get up onto that cross so that His perfectness He could impute in our lives. There is no justification without Christ. I need you to understand that there is no justification without Christ satisfying the wrath of God and giving His righteousness to us. The end of Romans 5, the passage I kept going back to, it talks about one man's disobedience, many will be made sinners. But by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. And it is Christ that makes us righteous. We get to enjoy God, not because of anything we have done, but because everything Christ has done. Christ came from heaven. He lived a perfect life, died on the cross, granted you the faith to believe, then imputed His righteousness onto us. Justification, just as if I kept God's law perfect, is only possible because of what Christ has done. So, understanding this really took me to a place to understand that we have such a good God. And He loves us so much. He's done everything for us. And He constantly, even till now, is working in us to make us righteous. We have such a good God that we don't have to worry about our own good works, because they are not good works. Without Christ, they are nothing. But we don't have to worry about that, because Christ is what He promised to work in us. And we get to love Him and enjoy Him and fellowship with His people on a weekly and daily basis, because He is good, because He came and He justified us. And that's it. Chris? Done, man.
Questions?
Yeah, any questions?
Oh, yeah, questions.